When I say the word knitting, you probably imagine your grandmother sitting in a rocking chair, the ugly sweater in the back of your closet, or circles of gossiping women. You probably wouldn't think of someone like me, a heterosexual male with a shaved head and three earrings. I learned to knit about 2 years ago when I moved to Martha's Vineyard for a teaching job. Depressed by winter and isolation, I needed something to do with my hands. A trip to the local craft store found me with a pair of needles, a ball of inexpensive yarn, and a book with plain language and well-wrought diagrams. Within 2 weeks, I had started my first sweater. My first hint that I was up to something bigger than making clothes appeared when one of my students, a sixth grade girl with a serious attitude, saw me knitting on my lunch break. "You knit, Mr. Loesberg?" she asked me. "Yep," I said. She blinked a few times, and then asked if I would teach her. Now that I'm back in the city, my needles come out in well-populated public places. Children come up to me and ask me what I'm knitting. Their mothers ask me how long I've been knitting. Their grandmothers ask me how I learned. Their fathers shake their head, saying they wish they had the patience. Knitting on the bus or on BART immediately starts conversations with people who would otherwise remain tight-lipped, mistrustful, and silent. This turns public knitting into a truly subversive act, more so than boycotting Starbucks or breaking store windows, because knitting can't intimidate. There's a real intimacy and compassion behind the clicking needles that everyone can see. My friends who get socks and sweaters know that every stitch resting on their bodies went through my fingers, one by one. The sight of a male engaging in a traditional female activity is immediately disarming. It baffles the stereotypes and assumptions long enough to open the door to real human interaction between complete strangers, and once that door is open, it's really hard to close. Anything that can do that is a force to be reckoned with. And in the meantime, I get some really great clothes.